5, 4, 3, ignition, 2, 1. Do we have liftoff?
Hello and welcome to the show. Colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week we debate Brexit and the UK space programme. Well, few people could have predicted that the repercussions of Brexit could reach as far as space exploration. Well, the project, which is known as Galileo, that's the European scheme for sending up satellite navigation systems, could be in jeopardy as a result of the United Kingdom leaving the European Union. Now, whilst we definitely see that there are some benefits for space exploration, and we're going to explore that in a lot more detail, is it right that we should think that coming out of Europe is going to scupper our entire efforts with the UK space programme? Well, Clergyman Pete, I know that you're fascinated by science going beyond our current realm. So let me ask you this question. Do you think that by leaving the European Union that we should stop that programme?
Well, I don't see a problem with it, in that I think it's perfectly within the rights of a European Union department to say, well, look, if Britain is leaving, we don't want them to be part of this. And the reason I think it's reasonable is, of course, there are security issues if you've got someone from outside your organisation working within you, and there's no reason that they have to do it. However, I think that they're not insurmountable. You could come up with agreements specific to that project, to, in this case, the Galileo project. So although I think it's within their right, they are within their rights to do it, I don't understand why they would, as the UK has quite a lot to offer in terms of the technology and quite a lot of, and there are UK companies, which could produce needed parts. And so it doesn't seem to me to make sense, but I don't see why they shouldn't. And I think that Britain shouldn't see this just as a problem. It's like the classic case: what seems like a problem can be an opportunity. But you know, I my first answer, to the question is about the Galileo project and the European Union's space project. They can do that, and it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, it will be a problem for individual companies within the UK who were expecting to make stuff to get some orders in because of this. But overall, I don't think it should be a problem for the UK and its space programme.
Indeed. And now, of course, the Galileo project is really something that primarily was really trying to help things such as putting satellites into space as a network, which would help everything from businesses such as taxi drivers, airports, pilots, effectively, and even right the way through to international banks. So the concept being that, you know, we as a European Union, we're going to take ownership of our space exploration. We don't have to rely on the Americans, and whilst that they've pioneered tremendously with their NASA programs, we've even seen great entrepreneurs such as Elon Musk put his own vehicle into space, a remarkable effort, but it just shows you what can be done. So just simply coming out of Europe, the European Union, why should it scupper the project? I mean, I would have thought that those people who could see the investment that's already there, this would surely benefit everyone in Europe, not just the United Kingdom. Yes. And isn't that actually, ironically, a way of us building that relationship and staying together in some way? Not necessarily through customs unions and things like that, but this is a project that's already underway. You know, I believe that there were meant to be 24 satellites that constituted a full system. There were meant to be 18 spacecraft that would orbit, I think, around the globe, and the original budget was €3 billion. Now it's going to cost a lot more than that. I believe it's predicted to be three times more, and possibly even more by some experts. But the other thing as well, it's not just about satellites, is it? It's about space exploration per se. The concept of even maybe exploring, and people have boldly said, what about life on the moon? for example.
Yeah.
Actually going as far as that. Now, we know the Americans have done it, but nobody actually owns the moon at the moment. Now, Clergyman Pete, let me ask you, if Britain and possibly Europe, if they were to collaborate with us, would you like the idea of being able to have your holiday on the moon?
Well, no, in answer to that question. Would I like the idea of my holiday on the moon? No. I think that it's too risky at the moment. And even if, you know, a few people have gone up, the risks are still too great. It'd be the equivalent of saying, would you like to go on holiday in some sort of rickety biplane rather than, you know, a modern Boeing contraption? You know, that wouldn't be something I would want to do as a holiday. But if there were a purpose to it, you know, taking the example of the biplane, you know, if there was a war on and I trained as a pilot, of course, you know, or as a gunner, yeah, I'd go up in the aircraft. If there was something that needed to be done, that there was a purpose behind it, then it's a calculated risk. I'll say, oh, yes, there is a risk, but I'm prepared to take it.
Well,
because there's this to achieve, and not just the moon. I mean, if they were to send things to Mars and say, well, look, for example, from my point of view, they were establishing a colony there. They wanted someone to set up a place where there would be prayer and preaching and a way of bringing God's word to bear on people's lives out there in a new colony. Yeah, then I would certainly not just consider it, I'd jump at the chance.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people, wealthy people, who have put a lot of money down, millions of dollars, to actually go out into space and possibly even actually live on the moon. Now, I have a particular view, slightly whimsical, and I'm going to come up with a yes, folks, it's that time. Yeah, a little poem which sort of gives my view about what it would be like possibly going to the moon. And this is a little poem called Over the Moon. What is it like living on the moon? And is it really made of cheese? Will I go there on holiday soon and float about with ease? Do aliens sit in craters and croon and whistle in the breeze? Or are they all simply out of tune and sound like a solar sneeze? What do you do in the afternoon and where are all the trees? Can I go there for my honeymoon with honey made from bees? Do I then dine all day in a dune and run up astronomical fees? Does the dish run a rail with a spoon, flying saucers over sweet teas? Could I suddenly swoop and swoon, and will I just simply freeze? Or maybe I'll shrivel like a prune and contract a contagious disease? Do I need to be a wealthy tycoon and travel there with expertise? Or maybe I can just never attune, so instead I'll stay at home, please?
Yes.
I think maybe my view is that as phantasmagorical as it might be to live on the moon and go out there on a holiday, I'd rather stay on firmer territory. I think it's the very idea, even if many people have gone backwards and forwards thousands of times, I'm just a little bit nervous. Maybe the atmosphere wouldn't be to my liking.
Yes. Well, I think in an enclosed aircraft, the atmosphere may not be to your liking. with certain emissions going on. But, you know, I don't think that would be an issue once you got used to the idea. It's the same as going up in an aircraft. Of course, it's dangerous, but once it becomes an established way of travel, people find out all the little glitches and it will be safe. But we're not at that stage yet. But what I would say is there's two areas where I think people are looking at this wrongly, to do with exploration and to do with whether the EU is going to kick Britain out of its programme in a hissy fit. I think that, and I do think it's not necessarily serious in that it could be part of the positioning over Brexit, and it may not be that it's actually going to be followed through. But even if it is, I think we can see it as an opportunity. I think Britain needs to stand on its own. This is a problem that I have with people, their fear of the Europeans in Britain.
Yeah.
You know, what if we're kicked into that? Let's take the initiative and say, oh, we don't want to be part of it. Let's move out and partner with some other countries. India has its own program and we send them aid. Let's stop saying, look, we're going to have to stop giving you any foreign aid. But there is an opportunity to work with us on this and go in partnership with them or with the Americans, leave the EU and partner with the Americans. But even more than that, I think that the opportunity for private investment is great. Absolutely. I think the government needs to get out of it.
Absolutely, because interestingly enough, taking that point about going it alone, because many ministers, including people such as the Chancellor, Philip Hammond, and Business Secretary Greg Clark, have all said, hold on, we don't need you cronies over in Europe. And in fact, ironically, bold statements that have come from Number 10 today have said that they'd be perfectly prepared to launch their own satellite systems and go it alone. And in fact, even the Sun newspaper pictured Theresa May in a spacesuit.
Yes.
Now, I don't know whether that was a political comment, thinking maybe it's one way of getting rid of her, or whether that was actually another thought to say.
Now, I have to say,
we could go it alone here, guys.
I have to say, Mark, I wasn't aware of that of those statements that you just said about, and that is a good attitude, and we very rarely see it. I mean, here's hoping that this is the straw that broke the camel's back. This is the final.
Think of the investment from a commercial, but I'll come in from a
business. They need to leave the EU.
I'm going to come in from that point of view. I do agree that I think that from a commercial point of view, we would be in a very, very strong position because we've made a lot of ground on this project.
Yes.
And I think that any Europeans backing out, it would be a mistake, apart from their own investment now. But I think if you look at the way the world is going and the way that technology is going, we're going beyond our own boundaries. We're almost at the point where, actually, as daft as it might seem, we probably will at some point be exploring new territories, other space environments, possibly new planets. And it might seem like it's fiction, but actually we are so close to it now. So why, as a nation, shouldn't we be investing in this? And I think that, you know, whether it's with the Americans, the Chinese, or any others, or by ourselves, we have every right to start putting Britain back on the map. And I think this is just one area which, you know, Brexit aside, actually really puts us in a strong position.
Yes. Now, I want to bring up, before we wrap up the show, I really want to bring in a different aspect to this, which I think changes the investment. It would change the public perception of it, and that is astronauts. I think that sending out probes, sending out ships that are remotely controlled, all very well, but I think you need to send people and start sending people out on these exploratory missions. Now, people going on the exploratory missions are taking great risk. I'm not talking about a tourist trip to the moon. I'm talking about going to new places, to new planets, new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. That's what I'm talking about, sending people out. If as soon as you have people involved, people will want to invest. The human element draws in people's investment emotionally, and I believe it will bring it in financially. You know, the financial backers probably won't be the people going. There's a certain type of person who wants to take that risk. I've heard quite a few times from statements from astronauts, you know, who are not allowed to go anymore because people won't take the risk. Well, if you take it out of government hands and put it into entrepreneurs' hands, entrepreneurs who have enough money to back such a project, of which, you know, there are billionaires out there who would do it.
Oh, yeah.
And are already doing, as you say, with Elon Musk. But people will get behind it if astronauts. Bring back the astronauts. Get them out there. Bring back Buzz Lightyear. We need him. Hang on, no, he's not real. But you know what I mean? Bring back some... put astronauts out there would make, I believe, all the difference. And if Theresa May's next thing is to you know, next, after saying we're going to go it alone, and then say, and I'm announcing now... this project, we're looking for private backers, private companies to take it on, and we're going to have like an X Factor style casting call for astronauts. This would revitalize the country. Just imagine that happening. You know, Britain say, yes, we're going out into space, and you film all the people's tests, and the best, you do real tests, you know, to see if they're the right standard. And in a few years' time, we're
more Tim Peaks of this world.
I mean, why not do that instead of being so pathetic? You know, say, oh, we can't do it because the EU don't want us to. And we don't want to send people out in case, they might get hurt. When people are itching to get out and explore.
Well, Look, listeners, as a point of conclusion here, I'm just going to read you a little quote, which I think does actually sort of tie to our sentiment. Now, Richard Peckham is a veteran of the UK space industry who also worked on the Galileo project. And he said very recently that while he and many colleagues actually voted Remain in the Brexit referendum, he now has come out with the comment is that people are looking further afield beyond Europe and with more ambition. So we definitely agree with that sentiment. So what do you think, listeners? Do you think it's all doom and gloom that we're coming out of the Brexit situation and we may not be part of the European Union? Or would you rather that we take ownership and Britain should now start getting back onto better footing when it comes to space exploration? Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts. Listen to the podcasts and this and many other stories. So thanks for listening to the show, and join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.